If a company has apportioned profits from a CFC and later receives a dividend that is not exempt, that dividend will be taxable. Yet the company has already suffered tax when the profit was originally apportioned in the accounting period in which it was earned, and therefore an element of double taxation has arisen. However, Schedule 26 comes to the rescue and provides relief against this double taxation by treating the UK tax paid on the apportioned profit as if it were a type of underlying tax, which is relievable when we bring the dividend income into charged into the UK. This is called the gross attributed tax, and often referred to as Chapter 4 tax. The relief is given for tax assessed before any other Schedule 26 reliefs or ACT relief. The Chapter 4 tax is added to the calculation of the DTR relief available on the dividend and is subject to the normal rules regarding relief for DTR. However, the DTR computation needs to be modified in certain ways to achieve the Chapter 4 relief. The normal DTR rules for underlying tax are modified as follows. The recovery of Chapter 4 tax is not dependent on the minimum 10% holding. It is available regardless. The Chapter 4 tax is not included in the calculation of the dividend income, which we bring into charge to UK tax, and we modify the normal underlying tax fraction when not all of the profits are apportioned to UK residents. These points can best be explained in a number of illustrations that follow. Let us take a look at illustration 11. Dodge Limited is a UK resident company and includes CFC profits in its corporation tax computation of £75,000, less creditable tax of £5,000 in its return for the year ended the 31st of December 2009. In the year to December 2010, it receives a dividend of £50,000 from that very same CFC, payable from those 2009 profits. There was no withholding tax. The dividend does not qualify for exemption. The tax on the apportioned profit will therefore be as follows in 2009. We bring in the profits of £75,000 and tax them at 28%, giving us £21,000. We then deduct the creditable tax of £5,000, leaving us with a UK tax charge on the apportioned profits of £16,000. Note that the distributable profits of the CFC for that year will be £70,000, being CFC profit of £75,000, less the creditable tax of £5,000, i.e. distributable reserves of £70,000. Let us continue this illustration by looking at the year ended the 31st of December 2010, when a dividend is received by Dodge Limited out of those very same profits. The tax on the dividend will be as follows. We have dividends received of £50,000. We then bring in underlying tax, which, remember, excludes the UK tax on the apportioned profit. The underlying tax in this example was the creditable tax of £5,000. The company received a dividend of £50,000 out of distributable profit of £70,000. Therefore, we bring in only 5/7 of the underlying tax, which is £3,571, giving us a gross dividend of £53,571. We subject that to corporation tax at 28%. As we have a change in the corporation tax rate, we take the average for the accounting period, giving us £15,000, from which we can deduct double tax relief of £3,571 worth of creditable tax, together with £11,429 of the Chapter 4 tax. In the year ended December 2009, we paid £16,000 of UK tax on the profits from which the dividends were paid. Those profits amounted to £70,000, and we received a dividend of only £50,000. Consequently, then, we can take 50/70 of £16,000, which is £11,429. That gives us a deduction of £15,000 against a tax liability arising on the dividend income, which reduces the tax charge to zero. In some cases, the presence of the Chapter 4 tax can result in a restriction of the DTR. If the CFC dividend had been subject to withholding tax, then the company can claim wasted relief. Wasted relief, however, can never exceed the withholding tax on the dividend. Let us look at this with the aid of an illustration. The UK company receives a dividend of £71,250, which does not qualify for exemption from its CFC after withholding tax has been suffered of £3,750, and underlying taxes suffered of £12,000. The dividend was paid out of profits of £150,000 that had been apportioned to the UK company when basic corporation tax was 30%, together with creditable tax of £24,000. The tax on the dividend received is therefore computed as follows. The dividend itself was £71,250, plus the withholding tax of £3,750, giving us a gross dividend of £75,000. We then add to that the underlying tax, giving us dividend income of £87,000. We then subject that to UK corporation tax at 28%, giving us £24,360. We deduct from that the double tax relief available. Firstly, the withholding tax of £3,750, and then the foreign underlying tax of £12,000. At this stage, we are ready to compute the Chapter 4 tax, that is, the UK tax suffered on the original apportionment of the CFC profit. The UK tax on the apportioned CFC profit is £45,000. That is, the overall profit of £150,000 taxed at 30%, and we deduct from that the creditable tax that we suffered that year of £24,000. We have only received a dividend of half of the distributable profit, £75,000 out of £150,000, and we suffered UK corporation tax of £21,000. So the relief that we can bring into the computation is £10,500. That gives us overall double tax relief of £26,250. But of course, we have only suffered UK tax on the dividend of £24,360, so, quite correctly, the relief for this double tax is restricted to just £24,360, reducing the corporation tax liability to zero. A claim can be made to claim the wasted relief of £1,890, which is fully acceptable, given that the withholding tax in total was £3,750. The £1,890 would be fully claimable. So far, we have looked at a simple illustration where the UK company owns 100% of the shares in the CFC. But what happens when we are dealing with a situation where the company owns less than 100%? In this situation, CFC profits are apportioned to UK residents, but we modify the fraction used in the Chapter 4 calculation to merely bring in the proportionate amount of the CFC profits which relate to the UK company in question. We can demonstrate this with a further illustration. A UK company owns 75% of the CFC. The rest is owned by non-UK residents. In the year ended March 2009, the CFC has profits of £300,000 and no creditable tax. The CFC pays a dividend in April 2010 of £200,000 out of these profits, which does not qualify for exemption. Withholding tax of £10,000 was deducted from this dividend. The position for the UK company will be as follows. In the year ended March 2009, there were CFC apportioned profits of £300,000, of which the UK company was entitled to 75% of them. These are taxed at 28%, giving us £63,000 of UK corporation tax. In April 2010, a dividend was paid by the CFC of £200,000. The UK company is entitled to 75% of this, which is £150,000. This dividend income is liable to corporation tax in the UK at 28%, giving us £42,000. We then deduct from that available DTR. Firstly, the withholding tax, which is £10,000, which we suffered when the dividend was paid to the UK. The UK company, of course, is entitled to 75% of this figure, which is £7,500. We then look at the Chapter 4 tax. We receive a dividend of £150,000 out of an available distributable profit of £225,000, and we suffered UK corporation tax on that figure of £63,000, giving us £42,000. We then add this to the DTR available, giving us total DTR of £49,500. However, as the UK corporation tax charge on the dividend is only £42,000, the maximum DTR is obviously restricted to this figure, reducing the UK corporation charge down to zero. The DTR has been restricted to £42,000, and therefore there is wasted relief of £7,500. As this is exactly equal to the withholding tax, this will be available for relief. Let us round off this session with an example. You are given some facts about a CFC and a UK company, and you are required to compute the tax liability of Too Much Limited for the year ended 31st of March 2011. Once you have computed this, insert the number in the box and check it. Once you are ready, please select Continue. Let us now take a look at the solution for Too Much Limited. First, we tax the company's chargeable profit for the year ended 31st of March 2011, which is £600,000, together with the dividend income of £90,000 that did not qualify for exemption, giving an overall tax charge of £193,200. The CFC only has profits of £45,000 and is therefore covered by the CFC exemption, and therefore no UK liability arises in respect of those profits for that year. However, double taxation is available against the apportioned CFC profit. We have dividend income of £90,000 and a UK tax charge arising on that at 28%, giving us £25,200. The company suffered withholding tax at the rate of 7%, which is £6,300. And we are now ready to look at Chapter 4 tax. The Chapter 4 tax is computed as follows. During the year ended March 2010, CFC apportioned profits were £150,000, which were taxed in the UK at the rate of 28%, giving us £42,000. The dividend received was £90,000, which was paid out of this £150,000, and therefore the apportioned tax charged is £25,200. We therefore cannot relieve the full amount of the tax charged of £25,200. That leaves us with wasted relief, which is equal to withholding tax, and is therefore relievable against the profits of Too Much Limited. So, bringing in the normal DTR, we have £25,200. And then adding that to the wasted relief, which is fully withholding tax, gives us total DTR of £31,500 and an overall corporation tax charge for Too Much Limited of £161,700. And this is the correct answer. That concludes this session on controlled foreign companies, relief when dividends are paid.